KERROBERT, Macklin, Unity, high school football season is a short one. Area teams have been practicing on home fields and all took part in the August 27th Senior High Football Jamboree held in Caribert that included a number of teams participating in scrimmages. There will be no team or football participants from McClurg for the 2022 season. Caribert Rebels Athletic Director Troy Snyder says, "We are very excited about the upcoming season. With a strong team of leaders and talented rookies, we hope to be successful. The community support for the Lights Project has been outstanding and the team is ready to play hard under the lights to show their appreciation." The Rebels have 15 players on the roster, coached by Troy Snyder and Nate Ekstrand. Caribert looks forward to hosting both junior and senior football games September 16 in celebration of the grand opening of the new permanent lights on the field. Macklin Sabres, as of press time, had not responded regarding their football season. Unity Warriors have 30 players on the roster, with 25 of those taking part in the preseason jamboree event in Caribert. August 27. Coaching the Warriors are Kyle Clark, Rob Say, and Graham Geeney. The Warriors' schedule includes the first three games of the season at home, beginning with a home game September 8 facing off against Caribert. September 15 the Warriors will host Eatonia, and September 29 will be the tradition of a nightlights game with the Warriors playing host to Macklin Sabres. The last two games of the season will be in Macklin October 7 and October 14 the team travels to Kindersley. Playoffs will be determined from standings from regular season. Coach Clark says there are four grade 12s on the team this year that include Tanner Wilson, Logan Middleton, Kyle Stonehouse, and Shea Berger.